Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Real Estate Commission Guide, Rates, Structures, and Negotiation Tips. The source explains the average real estate commission rates in Arkansas and outlines how commission structures work, how they can be negotiated, and what alternatives exist to traditional models. For real estate professionals in AR, understanding these commission models helps structure deals more strategically and align compensation with client expectations. Use the guide as a quick checkpoint before setting or discussing commission terms in your next AR transaction. http://colibrirealestate.com/careerhub/real-estate-agent-commission-in-arkansas/. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Property Records Search. Complete AR ownership, deed, permit, and lien lookup. Arkansas Property Checker is a property records search for AR that lets users find owner information, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. For AR real estate professionals, centralized access to these record types can speed due diligence and reduce risk during listing, underwriting, and transaction workflows. Use this AR property records resource to verify ownership and title history early in each deal review. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AR cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AR jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take titles subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.